Hi everyone, SassMasta77 here. Since I'm new to the community, I thought it might be cool to do one of these little survey things, and it looks like Dutch Dude responded to one, I think it was earlier today, which was originally posted in our recordings by, I think it's here I am, something like that. Maybe that's not how it's intended to sound. Maybe it's supposed to be like, here I am. I don't know. Anyways, that's the name. So yeah, let's answer these questions. Full disclosure, I did not read the questions or listen to Dutch Dude's recording yet. I definitely will. But these will be completely in the moment responses. Okay, so zombie apocalypses are common scenarios. Yes, that happens all the time. So how would you survive a dinosaur apocalypse? A dinosaur apocalypse. Okay, so you mean Jurassic Park. How would I survive Jurassic Park? Well, obviously I'd find a family like the Flintstones, and Bam Bam would be completely grown up by now, so I'd get in good with Bam Bam, and when I wasn't enjoying the fact that his name is Bam Bam, he could protect me, and we would have a pet pterodactyl that we could fly, and a car that was driven by a dinosaur. Okay, that's, now the question is in my head, how would I survive being in the Flintstones? And the answer is, it would be awesome. Because remember that record player with the dinosaur bird? Do you call them a dinosaur bird? You know, that played the record with its beak? Poor bird. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's pretty awful. Huh. Whatever, they gotta do what they gotta do. I mean, they don't have the internet. They don't have... you know, MP3 players or Kazaa going way back in the day. So how would I survive? Bam Bam is my answer. Okay. Name a particular food you can't live without. Oh, okay. This is a toss-up. Completely cliched answer would be chocolate, except I am living without it. I haven't had it in a little while. So then that means it doesn't apply. And I need to pick something else. Probably cheese, actually. I'm a vegetarian, so no meat products at all, but I'm not a vegan, so I do eat eggs and dairy, and I kind of use cheese in or on everything. So going without it for a while would be really hard, which is why I can't be a vegan, even though I know that cheese is pretty much just as bad for the animals as the actual animal itself. But whatever, we all have to make concessions, and that's mine. So cheese or carbs. Yeah, just carbs. Is that a food in general? Carbs. I don't understand people who go without carbs. How do you do it? And why do you do it? Okay, because you look really good, but no, it's not sustainable. Okay, next question. You are given $20,000 and told that you must spend it all in 1 hour or lose it. What do you buy? Oh my god, this is like supermarket sweep. I don't know if this was just a Canadian show or if this was in other places too, but Supermarket Sweep was this amazing show from the 90s, maybe late 80s, where you basically had 10 minutes with a shopping cart to run through the grocery store and put as much as you could into your cart, the most expensive items possible. And idiots would always go for these like giant things that ended up costing like $10, whereas the smart people were taking as much as they could of the small things that cost more. Really, it was, the best was just, you could just knock everything right off the shelf and into your cart. I always wanted to do that show. We really need to bring it back. Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's not answering the question, sorry. What would I buy with $20,000? I'd probably just book some trips. Does that count as spending it? Yeah, book some vacays for me and my family for the future and friends. Yeah, cruises. That kind of seems like a waste of $20,000. Can I wipe out my debt with it? No, that's lame. That's really lame. You can't buy a car, obviously. It doesn't matter because I have a car. So, yeah, vacation stuff, because you only have an hour. Like, you got to do online shopping. That's pretty much it. Maybe I would buy a shit ton of stuff off Amazon. I don't know. I can buy a lot in an hour online, definitely. A lot. Okay, next question. If an audio poster sounds to you like someone famous, do you point it out to them? Yes, I do. One of our users in GWA, Combinal, hi, who won't listen to this, but probably, he to me sounds just like Colin O'Donoghue from Once Upon a Time. They're both Irish. They're both guys. They both sound sexy. And I actually am convinced secretly that it is Colin O'Donoghue. It's not, but I'm convinced. So I did tell him that. So yes, I would. And I do. Okay, number 5. Your car is destroyed, but you are given the giant version of any living animal to use as a transport. What do you pick? Oh my God. Okay, so you want something that moves relatively swiftly, not so fast that you're gonna die, but not like elephant territory or giraffe, because then you'd be like, you'd sit on the giraffe and be like, yeehaw, let's go, and it would just be eating leaves from the trees. It's not going anywhere. This is a tough one. Ostrich. No, llama. Llama. I love llamas. No, ostriches are terrifying. I take that back. No ostriches. Llamas. I don't know if, I can't visualize right now whether you can ride a llama, but I'm pretty sure they move relatively fast. And let's just imagine in this case that the llama is trained and can take you to and from places. Yeah. Oh, or like orangutan, but piggyback style. Nah, I don't want to have to travel piggyback style all the time. What if I want to wear a skirt or a dress? That's, furry stuff between my legs. No, I take that back. Let's go back to the llama. I'm just going to stick with the llama. Next question. You're stuck on an island with 3 celebrities. Who do you pick? Oh, this is a sexy question, in my mind anyways. Because if I pick 3 insanely hot celebrities and we're stuck on an island, then there's pretty good chance that things are gonna happen. And if things don't happen, then I have no game at all, or I'm just extremely unattractive. So things are gonna happen. Okay, so who do I pick? Oh, Mandy Moore. Yeah, I know that's a girl, but she's so freaking hot and I've always liked her. She's my lesbian crush. I don't know why I came up with her first. Mandy Moore. Let's say Colin O'Donoghue, because I have him on my brain right now. And his accent would definitely amuse me for a long time. And who's my other favorite? Adam Garcia. Okay, so that's the guy from the movie Coyote Ugly. And then for Brits, you will know him from some dancing show in the UK. I have seen clips online because I find him really sexy. But yeah, he'd be really entertaining and hot and funny and wow. Yes, let's make that happen. Those 3. Yeah. Okay, next question. What's your favorite movie and what's your connection to it? I think my all-time favorite movie would be Amelie. I'm saying that now, but probably 3 questions from now, I'm going to remember another one and I will interrupt myself and say, wait, hold on, here's another movie. But I can tell you that I always, always love the movie Amelie. I don't necessarily seek out movies with subtitles or spoken in another language, but this is just, it's just a movie that I find incredibly, it's funny, it's endearing, it's romantic, the cinematography is amazing, just everything about it is, yeah, it's so good. Really, really inspiring, and I can watch it many times and still love it, which by definition is what makes something a favorite movie, so that's very important. If you had asked me 10 years ago, I probably would have said Billy Madison, but that's so 10 years ago. Yeah, so Amelie for now. Okay, next question. I lost my place. Okay. If you had to listen to one style of music your whole life, what is it? Can I say singer-songwriter? Is that, would that count as a style or a genre? I think so. So basically, a guy or a girl, usually a guitar, sometimes a piano, they write their own songs and they are actually talented. That's going to be my category. I tend to like most singer-songwriter types of options. So a lot of people are probably going to take issue with this answer because they'll say, well, rappers are technically singer-songwriters and, you know, country artists are technically singer-songwriters, but I think most people will know what I'm referring to. So not necessarily alternative, not necessarily folk music, but indie-ish. Well, indie terminology has completely changed now. To me now, indie music is like hipster music, and that's not the same thing. I need some examples of singer-songwriters. I'll come up with some after, or never. Okay, I'm moving on to the next question. Which, again, I lost my spot. Okay, your home is suddenly about to be sucked into another dimension and you can only save three things. What do you choose, not counting family members? That is really easy. My iPhone, my iPad, and my laptop. Do you think I'm a little too wired? A little too connected? Yeah, definitely. But those are the things. Everything else can be replaced. And honestly, those things can be replaced too, but I don't want to have to start over. That's just a bitch. Okay, if you could wake up and suddenly be able to be expert level at any skill, what would it be? Oh my God. Singing, because then I could actually be a singer. And right now I can't. I really, really, really can't. Right now I enjoy it. It's fun. But I hurt people's ears and I don't want to do that. I want to level up all the way. So yeah, singing. But why is it that when I read that question, the first skill that popped into my head was like, knife throwing. I don't even know where that came from. That's how my brain works. Knife throwing is the skill that I first thought of. No, I don't want to be able to throw knives. Okay, next question. Greenland or Iceland? Well, considering that Greenland is actually very icy, because it's in, you know, it's above Canada, I know this shit, and Iceland is not actually icy, definitely Iceland. Plus, it would get me closer to Europe, which is so much better. I mean, being Canadian isn't amazing. It is. I'm so grateful to be Canadian, but I would still love to be able to be in Europe and have the ease of travel, like to be able to go from one country to another so easily in such a short amount of time and a lot of times cost effectively. That would be friggin' fantastic. Right now, the best I can do is like take a trip to Detroit or Buffalo, New York. It's not the same. Not the same at all. So Iceland. Okay, a giant monster attacks the city you live in. Do you hide amongst the rubble or join the resistance force against it? Join the resistance force, obviously. That's a duh. Can we have laser swords? No, that's not what it's called. Can we hurt the monster with lasers? Why not? It's my imagination. So yeah, the laser beam resistance force. That's what I'm going to, because why would you hide? I mean, you're going to be bored. There's not going to be anything to do. Yeah. Vanilla cake or chocolate pie? Neither. Vanilla cake, my family has a big thing for vanilla cake, so every birthday they either do just plain vanilla cake with vanilla icing, they call it white cake, and I don't know, it's just, it doesn't do that much for me. Chocolate pie, we need to be a bit more specific for me to know whether this is worthwhile. Like, are we talking about the keg, which is actually chocolate, what's it called, Billy Minor Pie? Because that is the best. That's an ice cream cake that you get for your birthday. Freaking huge piece that normally you could share with 6 people. I was going to say, and I don't share it with 6 people, but no, I do. I always, you have to. It's like, you would pass out if you ate the whole thing yourself. It would be fun, but you'd have chocolate all over your face and be lying in a diabetic coma for a few hours anyways. So I guess chocolate pie. There's way better desserts though, way better. Of course, I wouldn't kick either of them out of bed. Just saying. Okay, you happen across the star from Mario Brothers and are invincible for 24 hours. What do you do with your day? Oh my god. Friggin' everything. Can I run across oceans? If I can. I don't think having the star allows you to run across oceans. But you said invincible, so that means I can't drown. So, yeah, I would probably travel as far as I could in 24 hours and then, like, just take a flight home and see a lot of people and things. So, that would be awesome. But really, if you have the star from Mario Brothers, then you can go really, really, really fast, which means you could steal a lot of great shit. And I'm sure that's what a lot of people would think of. I mean, if not, then I'm not a very moral person, but that's where my mind went next, is what could I steal? The problem is, in the end, though, the star runs out and then the cops catch up. So that could be a really good TV series. I'm going to think about this. Okay, next question. If you could live in an 80s movie for the day, which one and why? Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I don't even have to think about this. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Love that movie. There's no way any guys have actually seen it, but when I was growing up, that was one of my favorite movies. Sarah Jessica Parker and some other people were in it. And it was just Helen Hunt. Was she in it? God, it's been so long since I've seen it. Anyways, they went to some kind of dance competition and snuck out and wanted to be on a dance show. I don't even think it's necessarily the dance show itself. I don't want to be on TV dancing, but the cast, like the actual characters, were really fun and I liked them a lot. So that's what's popping into my head now, but Ferris Bueller, of course, would also be awesome. Yeah, to hang out with Ferris Bueller for the day. Okay, I want to change my answer. Ferris Bueller. Okay, someone spies you from across the bar and sends over a drink in hopes of getting you to go home with them. What's the drink? This question is a bit confusing. Are you asking what's the drink that makes you decide to go home with them? Or what's the drink that the person thought would make you go home with them? Or are you asking what's your favorite drink? I mean, which one? Which one? I'm going to say something stereotypically girly, fruity, and slushy. You know, like a daiquiri margarita, something or other. Those are always so good. Or amaretto sour is my favorite drink. That's my go-to. But a lot of times they don't necessarily have that when you're at the places that do have free booze. So a wedding, for example, I was at a wedding last night and it was at an insanely expensive hotel, this wedding, and they did not have amaretto at the bar. I was very upset. Very, very, very upset. Yet they did have amaretto in the dessert, in the creme brulee. I could taste it and I was a little resentful. I wanted to squeeze it out and then add some sourpuss and make my own drink, but it would be a creme brulee amaretto sour, and that's just not sour. So, yeah. Okay, where am I now? What would you rather wield? A whip made of live cobras? or a club made of a live shark? What? Do you also have a ginormous, like, metal midden glove to protect your entire self? I was gonna say your hand, but what about the rest of you? Are we working under the assumption that this whip and this shark are not going to attack you, and that you're strong enough to wield a club made of a live shark? If I'm not gonna get hurt by using this, and if I'm strong enough to wield such a monstrosity, then I'm going to pick the live shark. Because that's seriously awesome. Except now I'm picturing it biting people's heads off and it's getting gruesome. My imagination goes a little too far. Giant robot or giant monster? Giant robot. Done. Period. End of sentence. Next. You are given control over water or fire. Which do you choose and why? Water. Definitely. Why? Because I love swimming and I love all water-related activities. So to be able to basically conjure up or rise the tides or lower the tides or whatever, conjure up water that you could swim in at any time would be amazing. Why would you want to control fire? Why? I don't see what the fun would be in that. Like, you'd have to be insanely destructive to find any appeal in that. Because really all you can do is, ha, gonna burn shit down. That's, if you're just a really angry 15-year-old, maybe you'll choose fire, but water's way better. I mean, just ask Moses. He'll tell you. It's the best, controlling water. Okay, something has happened and the world is in a state of eternal day or eternal night. Which do you prefer and why? Okay, follow-up question though. How long will the world stay this way? If the world will stay like this forever, you know what, actually it doesn't matter. My answer's still gonna be the same. I think I'd actually still choose night because I am just a night owl, and while I would miss the sun, we do have, you know, electricity, we have lights, we now have heat lamps, and awesome shit happens at night. That's just, and I don't know, eternal day, people would feel like they have to be doing stuff at all times, and there's enough pressure in the world as there is. You shouldn't have to feel like that. So I'm probably going to be one of the rare few who say eternal night. Okay, you're stuck in a loop. By the way, this is an awesome, awesome questionnaire. Here I am, like really, really, really good. So kudos. Okay, so you're stuck in a loop and have to relive one day of your life over and over again. Whoa, Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day, I mean. I think that's what I just said. What happened that day? Well, it's gonna be the best day ever, obviously. So you're basically asking, what's my best day ever? Okay, best day ever would start with me actually getting up at a relatively, like, decent hour, refreshed and ready to take on the world, because that never happens. Never. So, perfect day, I wake up 8 a.m. and I'm like, oh man, I feel so good, I'm ready to do everything and anything, let's go, go, go. And I haven't even had coffee yet. That's how it would start. This has never happened. And then, God, what would happen on the first perfect day? There would be some awesome sexing. There would be hanging out with friends. Ooh, like playing board games or at an amusement park or something like that. Like roller coasters and stuff. Seeing my family. I see them enough. That's terrible. But I mean, I'm leaving it over and over again, so I have to fit my family in there, don't I? You know, my mom will be really upset if I don't see her ever again. So fine. Going out for for sushi with my sister and brother-in-law and mom, and maybe I'll invite my dad, but yeah, if I'll never see him again, then sure, I'll invite him, and obviously my loved one, which my fiance, obviously I want him there. Other than that, that's kind of just a normal day, but you would just want it to be something that is fun enough to do over and over again, and to not end up like Bill Murray, because that would... I can't remember how the movie ends. All I remember is parts of it that go over and over again, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Bill Murray's life does end up better than I'm thinking. So yeah, nothing special, just fun times would happen that day. Or could I say something ridiculous, like I'd win a Pulitzer Prize? Can I say that? Sure, that's what happens that day. Yeah. Okay, next, what's the one material thing you own that you couldn't live without? Material as in any object? Because if it's any object, then yeah, I'm going to say my phone, my iPhone or iPad or laptop. Again, same thing as before. Yeah, nowadays I'd probably say iPad. I don't think internet counts. So there we go. What's the last video game you remember playing? On an actual console rather than computer or iPhone, iPad. It's been a while. It's probably Mario Kart. yeah, because that's kind of a go-to with my friends or family. If we ever were going back, Mario Kart is still awesome. Still love it. Same with Donkey Kong. Was I the only one who loved Donkey Kong? It was so good. Oh my god. So good. Yeah, so nothing really recent. One of my exes was very, very, very into video games. That was a few years ago. So I'm sure I played something with him, but we would have been talking about like Fable or... we played this game called Eternal Sonata, which was actually pretty good. So that may be what I've played last, but I'm sure that I've played something more recently because I have a Wii, and while I haven't used it in a while, I definitely have more recent games on it. I just haven't really busted it out because PC and, you know, iPhone, iPad are pretty much how I play games now, and board games. Okay, you're suddenly hungry, like right now. If you could get it right now, no matter what it is, what sounds good? Ice cream cake, Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Oh, so good. Just like the vanilla and chocolate one with the chocolate crunch in between. Yeah, Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Oh, and if you don't have Dairy Queen in the UK, which I know you don't, because my fiance's cousins from Scotland were visiting a couple weeks ago and they went insane over Dairy Queen. So it's basically like soft serve vanilla ice cream. It's blizzards that they were loving, which you add like candy shit to, like chocolate chip cookie dough, score. Okay, now I am suddenly hungry, like right now, and I want a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Thanks a lot. Who is your favorite Disney villain? Ooh. Oh, man. Is that Disney? I don't know if this movie is Disney or not, but I would say The Emperor's New Groove. I'm almost positive this is a Disney movie. So technically, I guess the villain is Cusco, I think is his name. Oh no, it's not. It's that, okay, everyone's just gonna have to hold their horses while I actually look this up. Do, 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 do. Yzma? Is that how you pronounce her name? Okay, according to this, I guess it's Yzma. I'm for sure saying this wrong. Anyways, that movie's so funny. If you haven't seen it, please, you have to see The Emperor's New Groove. That lady would definitely be my favorite. I guess technically, Kuzco could also be considered the villain, but he very quickly becomes the hero. And I'm just realizing that he gets turned into a llama, so clearly I really have a thing for llamas. Huh. The more you know.
The more you know.
Uh-oh, I lost the survey. Shit. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, just two more questions. If you could have an unusual pet, what would it be and what would its name be?
Oh, I want a little, like, capuchin or whatever they're called, monkey, like the one Ross had, Marcel, Ross from Friends. Oh, they're so cute. I want a little monkey. Capuchin, I think. No. Man, it sucks not being able to look stuff up while I'm recording. Well, I could, but then I'm just dragging it out and you guys don't want to listen to that. But yeah, one of those little monkeys.
Or a unicorn. Can I have a unicorn?
Shut up. You don't know. They could be real. You don't know. I want a unicorn.
Okay, last one. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Huh. My initial thought was something like, welcome to the party or something, but for some reason I must have some kind of complex and want to be validated, because the second thing I thought of was a compliment from God, something like, I'm proud of you, or you did good. you were great down there. Good work. Pat, pat. There must be some kind of psychological analyzation we can do here with that response, but yeah, one of those. That is a good question. Wow, okay, so that is the survey. Thank you so much for posting that. Here I am, and I hope you were able to learn a little bit about me, SassMaster77. Okay, bye guys. Love to hear your surveys too. Okay, thanks. Bye.